People across the nation are helping raise money for Comic Relief today, but we're also doing our bit here in Bristol, and we will try and keep you abreast of what's going on in and around the city. Martin Evans has been out to Brunel Academy to find out how they've been fundraising today.
A load of teachers have just got splatted with water. There's empty buckets of water. There's about 20 sponges that have all been used. You've got half a dozen teachers over here. They're seriously wet, but all for a very good cause.
These teachers are soaked through. They are splattered, and they're all wearing wonderful wigs as well, pinks and reds and blues.
Yeah, well, it's all part of the fun, you know. I mean, the main aim is to raise as much money for Comic Relief, but throughout the day, just have some fun as well with it, you know, and raise the awareness, both in school and at home with parents and stuff.
So splat the teacher is one activity. What else have you been doing on
school? They've been face painting. They've been putting glitter in their hair. They've been wearing red noses and, as you said, crazy wigs. It's been amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Wonderful. Let's just ask this one teacher. Tom, you're soaked through, you're splattered, you've got a blue wig on. How are you feeling?
A little bit cold. I'm dripping wet. They got all the teachers really well, especially my old year group, who I think I was targeted today a little bit, but it was good fun.
And it's a lovely day for it. The sun is shining on Red Nose Day.
Yeah, we've done lots of fun things today. We've done jazzy hair with wigs and spiked up hair. We've done glitter station. There's lots of stuff that's been going on today. It's been really good fun today at Bristol Brunel Academy.
What does Red Nose Day mean to you then, Tom?
It's just a charity. We support lots of charities here at BBA, both local and, of course, Red Nose, supporting the further community. And it's just about giving to charity and making sure that those people are in the forefront of our brains, but also ensuring the kids here have a bit of fun.
Yeah. Can you remember doing this as a nipper when you were at school yourself?
Yeah.
Sitting in the bath of baked beans, all that sort of stuff?
It was a long time ago now, but we always, like, school really brings out the best in Red Nose Day. Yeah, it's very much an enjoyable time here.
This is memories you're creating for them as well, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it. Like, we know we have great lessons here, but also we want them to, all the other activities they do here at BBA, we're trying to promote, and Red Nose is just one of those many things we do here. So, yeah, we hope they remember this day when they come back to us in years to come.
It's a wonderful way of just breaking down barriers as well, isn't it? Getting involved and having fun.
That's it. And making not just teachers seen as human beings as well, and them getting to know us and seeing that we can be grumpy sometimes, but also we're quite fun as well and we're up for a laugh.
Lovely. Well, that's one of the soakies. Let's have a chat to a few of the soakers then. Have you picked up a sponge and splattered your teacher?
Yeah.
Was it good fun?
Yes.
What was the best part of doing it?
Just getting teachers back for, like, teaching us really strict.
And the homework as well.
Yes.
And you've had fun too?
Yeah, I think this is probably the best day of my week.
Really?
Yeah.
Amazing.
I also think it's great that we're raising money for a really good cause.
That's what it's all about, isn't it? Yeah, raising money for people that really do need it and making a difference at the same time.
Yeah, I think that's a really good cause. And I think if every school raised a little bit of money, it would be even better.
Lovely. And you've got your red nose on there, I see.
Yeah.
You having fun today?
Yeah, I'm really having fun.
Well, keep splatting away. Now, Chloe, you've been splattered by the sponges today.
I have indeed. I'm soaking wet, really, really cold now. It's just the best. But it's my favourite day in school. I love it. All the kids get involved with it. It's nice to see their faces and get them enjoying us as well.
There is something special about Red Nose Day, isn't there?
100%. I think it's the fact that it's about, like, having a laugh and the comedy that we all do, and the kids get to see us in a bit more relaxed way. They really enjoy it. We've done it for about 3 years in a row now, so it's really nice. It's a bit of our tradition.
Your makeup is looking fabulous today.
I can imagine that my eyebrows are halfway down my face. I got glitter left over from the sprays this morning. I bet it's fabulous.
Lovely. And Georgia, you've been taking part today, but you're not looking very wet at all.
No, I was in charge of the music. I was bringing the good vibes, so I got to stay dry.
And you've had fun?
Yeah, absolutely. We had an amazing turnout this morning when the kids were coming in, donating so much money with the raffle tickets.
You're not tempted to sit in a bath of baked beans yourself or anything like that then?
No, I think I'm good actually. Thanks very much. Today was really, really good fun. Really good vibes all around.
How much money do you hope to raise today then?
We haven't counted it up yet, but we're hoping it's definitely going to be a few hundred pounds, if not more. Yeah. So all the kids that wore jazzy hair or jazzy shoes, they've all brought a pound in. This has raised a lot of money. As you can see, this was a raffle ticket, so unfortunately not everyone got to throw stuff, but there are enough kids throwing stuff at us in this, so hopefully a few hundred pounds at least.
I mean, there is a sponge there waiting. There is some bucket with water in it. It'd be rude not to pick it up and have a little go myself.
Yeah, go on, let's see it.
Here it is, right. Oh, sponge in, and
nice shot. I'm dripping now.
There you go, Martin Evans. And Martin was at the Brunel Academy in Speedworld.